for the last number of weeks, there has been a number of burglaries and attempted burglaries at businesses and at the homes of the rural dwellers of the wider Castledeg area. There has been disruption caused, there has been damage caused to property, and ultimately quite a lot of distress to the victims of the burglaries and to the wider community who are worried about this ongoing attempted burglary throughout the wider area. This morning again, I've had another call from a gentleman in Castledeg who has said that a neighbour of his has suffered the same break-in last night, and that he is very worried that there isn't enough been done to send out a strong message to those responsible for this, that there will be consequences for their actions in the face of the law, and also that the PSNA aren't doing enough to be seen in the area, enough patrols aren't there, and basically the wider community are very, very worried about what's happening in these rural communities, particularly the ones that are very close to the border.
And as you hinted at there, it is possible that those responsible are capitalising on the area's close proximity to the border.
Yes, this isn't a new situation. It's actually been ongoing for some time, where people have fled over the border very easily, have come in and burgled property in the north and fled to the southern side. This has been going on particularly across West Tyrone for a long number of years now, but it has become much more prominent in more recent times, where we're seeing a surge in this sort of activity. And in particular, remember, we're now into September. We're coming into the months prior to the Christmas period. There is going to be, and as there has been in previous years, an increase in such activity. There's a need for policing to be on the ground to ensure that there's a clear message put out that those caught doing this will face the full weight of the law in that regard. It's not appropriate to break in people's homes. Rural communities are struggling as is rural business. They don't need to be suffering this on top of it. And certainly the PSNA, when I meet with them, with the councillor for the Derry Gaelic, Councillor Hunter, when I meet with them this week, we'll be putting a very clear message to them that more needs to be done. We understand resources in the PSNA are limited, but we need to ensure that our rural communities are protected as well.